This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. Voters are going to the polls in Italy in a general election after a divisive campaign dominated by immigration. An estimated 700,000, mainly African migrants, have arrived on Italy's shores in recent years. The centre-left government of Prime Minister Paolo Gentiloni is seeking another term in office and has campaigned on its record of boosting growth and cutting debt. From Rome, James Reynolds reports.
Italy has had more than 60 governments in the last seven decades. The centre-left Democratic Party is hoping to stay in power, but it's facing a challenge on two fronts. Firstly, there's the populist five-star movement. This party is aiming to pick up votes in southern Italy and also among the country's youth. And then there's a centre-right alliance, which has campaigned on a promise to deport illegal migrants. This group is being organised by the former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi.
The South Korean President Moon Jae-in will send two senior security officials to North Korea on Monday in the latest move to maintain the diplomatic thaw that's accompanied the Winter Olympics. The delegation will be led by the chief of the National Intelligence Service. A presidential aide said the two envoys will travel on to the United States as part of Seoul's continuing efforts to arrange talks between North Korea and Washington. President Trump has said he'll take further protectionist measures if Europe retaliates against his planned tariffs on steel and aluminium. The EU President Jean-Claude Juncker promised to retaliate if tariffs are imposed. Mr. Trump has said he's determined to tackle the US trade deficit. Andrew Plant has more.
On Thursday, Donald Trump said that he was going to impose a blanket, a sort of universal trade tariff on imports into America of steel and aluminium, 25% on steel and 10% on aluminium. Jean-Claude Juncker then said a few hours later that Europe could retaliate in kind and that they could impose tariffs on things that America exports into Europe. Whiskey, for example, Harley-Davidson motorcycles, Levi jeans. He wasn't too specific, but talking about doing something similar to get back at America, if you like. So this is Donald Trump's way of retaliating.
World News from the BBC.